And then we drank lots of milk those days because we didn't have any such thing as iced tea. Mm-hmm. Of course, we children weren't allowed to drink coffee. And we drank it whole milk. And we'd eat clabber a lot. Did you ever hear that?
I was wondering about that. Did you make anything of the clabber?
We learned in later years to make cottage cheese, but I don't think my mother ever learned to make cottage cheese out of that. But we really liked that clabber. Especially and we'd sprinkle sugar on it and eat it.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be very good for you.
Uh-huh. That's about the same thing as yogurt nowadays.
Mm-hmm. How about butter?
Oh, yes, we had our own butter, churned our own butter.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call it when the butter would get too old? And
well, it was rancid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she'd use that and make it help to make soap.
Instead of the, I see.
Uh-huh, she'd use old butter a lot of times to make it soap.
Would you mention cornmeal? What kind of things did you make out of cornmeal?
Mush.
Mush?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's real good.
how about, did you ever fry it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, you call mush?
Oh, no, no, he was talking about...
frying cornbread.
He's talking about frying the makeup of a...
Butter.
A meal with hot water
and
salt. And it's called a hoe cake. But the fried mush, yes, my mother, we'd have a mush for supper one night. And she would pour some of it out into a bowl and let it set overnight. And then the next morning it would slice out real nice. And she would dip that in egg and fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Real good.
And the hoe cake then is fried also.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember anything else? You would make out of cornmeal? Ever hear of corn dodgers?
Well, that's just about the same thing as hoe cake. Corn dodgers and hoe cake. Different people called them different things. Corn pone.
Corn dumplings.
Corn dumplings.
Hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
What do you put onions in, or didn't you? I've heard that you make something. It isn't clear to me what. But I think they fried it. The cornmeal and they slice a little bit of green onion in.
Well, now you do that for hush puppies. You put onion in hush puppies.
But you didn't in the corn dodgers.
Well, I guess you could if you wanted to.
But, in other words, you think a corn dodger is the same thing as a hush
puppy?
Well,
I think it is. Now corn dodger is not the same thing as a hush puppy. A corn dodger to me is the same thing as a, what do we call it? Hoe cake.
Hoe cake.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else that you remember out of cornmeal?
Well, not right off. Of course, we had our regular cornbread that was as a batter and baked. And we ate a lot of that with sweet milk.
How did you bake it in pones or?
In a skillet or a. Now this was egg cornbread. We put an egg in.
Mm-hmm.
Now the corn pone and corn dodger, you don't put an egg in.
Mm-hmm.
But now cornbread, you do. You make it up in a batter and put an egg in it. And pour it out into a hot skillet or a hot pan. Some people had bread pans that were square or oblong.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in the oven and bake it. Mm-hmm. And some corn pones you put in the oven and bake, and some. Now, the kind his mother used to make, she put it on top of a stove. It was kind of a thick batter. And it would cook. She'd lay it brown on one side, and then she'd put a plate on top of that, and she'd flop it over, and then slip it back in, lay it brown on that side. Slip it off the plate back into the skillet and brown on that side.
I see.
And that was real good.
Mm-hmm. How about... hoe cakes and things made of